to the fifth chapter of the book of Acts. We're going to begin reading at verse 33. Now, you'll remember in the earlier chapters of Acts, the Holy Spirit has come upon the disciples. Peter's preached that sermon. 3,000 people were converted. The Christian church is born and begins to grow. Now, persecution breaks out against the church, and some of the leaders of the church have been taken prisoner by the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin, the governing body of the Jews, is now meeting to decide what to do. We believe that the Bible is the only infallible rule of faith and practice. Hear what God says to his people. When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. That is, when they heard about the Christians and what they were preaching. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in honor by all the people, stood up and ordered the men to be put outside for a while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you do with these men. For before these days, Thutis arose, giving himself out to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. But he was slain, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean arose in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He also perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of men, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice. And when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council. Now they'd just been beaten. And how did they leave? Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. So even though they'd been beaten and warned, they didn't stop sharing Jesus. Our meditation this morning is entitled, "The Road to Sacrifice." Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. May God bless to us this reading from his holy word. To his name be praise and glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. God, today, as you call us to new heights of ministry and mission, give us a vision to be the people you call us to be. For Jesus' sake, amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Has it cost you anything to be a Christian? Has it cost you anything to be a Christian? Now, I don't mean, have you given some money to the church? I don't mean, have you modified your behavior somewhat so that you're a better person? What I really want to know is this. Has it cost you anything to follow Jesus? Have you ever suffered physically because you're a Christian? Have you ever been stoned or jailed or run out of town because you are a Christian? For example, have you ever had to do without some necessity? Have you ever had to wear threadbare garb or go hungry because of your commitment to Jesus? Now, a lot of us in this church are tithers. As a matter of fact, my family and I give much more than a tithe of our income every year. But when I ask myself if I have ever suffered in order to give to the Lord, I have to admit I have not. Now, I might not have been able to buy something special that I wanted because the money belonged to the Lord, but I can't remember a single time that I have ever had to do without some necessity or forego some essential because of what I gave to the Lord. Is that true in your life? Now, there may be some here this morning who suffer because of what they give, but I suspect most of us have never done without a thing because of our commitment to the Lord. But suppose you were asked to suffer. Suppose you were asked to do without, to deprive yourself for God. How would you feel? Would you feel like a martyr? Would you feel sort of self-righteous? Would you feel sorry for yourself? Well, I suspect I might have all of those feelings. Therefore, it should come as a real surprise to us to read in our text for this morning these words. Then they left the presence of the council. Now, they'd been beaten. They left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer. Now, isn't that amazing? They rejoiced to be counted worthy to suffer for Jesus. Well, I've got some news for you. This morning, you're going to have the chance to have that kind of rejoicing. You see, today your session is recommending to you, unanimously recommending to you, that we enter a major building program. And it's going to cost an awful lot of money. As a matter of fact, when I heard the amount, I was stunned. And I prayed about that. And do you know what God said to me? He said, I never ask my people to do anything beyond their capability. I never ask my people to give more than I gave. Well, that was very sobering. I realized then that the amount needed for the building program was not beyond our abilities. As a matter of fact, this congregation is perfectly capable of giving the entire amount this year if we had a heart to. So God never asks us to give beyond our capability, and He never asks us to give more than He did. Now let me ask you, has your love for God, has your giving to God ever hurt? When I think of Jesus on the cross dying for my sins, I think how God's heart must have been broken, how God hurt. And yet He did that for us. And I've never really suffered for Him. Have you? Over in the Old Testament, in the 24th chapter of 2 Samuel, the Bible tells us how David sinned against God, and then David repented, and he went out to make a sacrifice to the Lord. And a farmer saw his king getting ready to make a sacrifice, and he came over, and he offered to give him the sacrificial animals, and he offered to tear up his threshing floor and give him the wood to build his altar. But do you know what David said? He said, I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing. For the most part, what you and I have offered to the Lord has come out of our abundance. It's cost us nothing. It has come out of overflowing resources. It's cost us nothing, for we have not suffered for the name of Jesus. In a unique way, God has called this particular congregation in this specific city to be a witness to Him, to be a light shining in this whole metropolitan area. Now He's calling us to a greater ministry. He's calling us to a great new task so that our ministry can be expanded and more lives touched for Jesus. And this time, beloved, it's going to cost us. Some of us will have to give up some things. Will you offer to God something only if it costs you nothing? The decision we face this morning is really not whether we'll build a building. The decision we face is this. Will we rejoice that we are counted worthy to suffer? Our text says those early Christians rejoiced because they were counted worthy to suffer. And when you stop to think about it, that's a biblical principle that's sort of new to us. As a matter of fact, I hadn't really thought of it quite that way until I was working on what I would say this morning. Because God doesn't ask a pagan to suffer for Him. God doesn't ask an atheist. He doesn't ask an agnostic to suffer for Him. He doesn't ask an unrepentant sinner to suffer for Him. Whom does God ask to suffer for Him? Those who are worthy, those who love His name. And so God's calling us to be worthy to suffer for Him. Now, as we go through life, we're going to go down many roads. Will we travel the road to sacrifice also? Now, if you're not willing to sacrifice and suffer to be a part of the ministry God's calling us to, don't vote for this program this morning. But if you're willing to suffer for Him as He suffered for you, if you're willing to give to Him as He gave for us, then I urge you to support this program. Many believers have gone down the road of sacrifice through the centuries. Let us rejoice that God is counting us worthy to do the same thing. Let us pray. God, as we come to this turning point in our ministry for Jesus, we remember those who sacrificed to build a sanctuary. Those who sacrificed to build a building next door. Those who sacrificed to build a building across the street. Now it's our turn again, Lord. Help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.